Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Putting up the Christmas tree and the decorations and spending time with family and et cetera, et cetera. And I completely hijacked by another self-inflicted wound at Michigan. And you have to, I mean, sometimes they're their own worst enemy, and it's happened again. And it's got to stop. And that's a whole nother big picture. But Gator, what was your reaction when you saw the news regarding Sharon Moore?
Well, we have to specify which times,
news. Let's
right?
Let's start with the news that he was fired.
Okay, so I was sitting on the chair in the front of my house, so with the dog on my lap in front of the fireplace, enjoying the early evening and scrolling through Twitter. And then I came across it on Twitter. I was like, whoa, I'd literally gotten a text from my niece like 30 seconds earlier, and I didn't look at the text yet. I was looking at this. I'm like, wow, what is it? What's going on here? So I was shocked. I guess I was shocked because the rumors that had been floating around pretty loudly over the last couple of weeks, there was some kind of truth to it, whatever it was. But when you see fired with cause, you're like, okay, that means that they've got a airtight consideration that he's got to go. So, okay, that's interesting. And yeah, the initial reaction for me was there was a smile on my face because it's the Michigan State thing, and we heard all the stuff about Mel Tucker and all that, and now here it is, Sharon Moore.
I want to be clear, you did not hear it from me.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that that's, you know, it's where it is. So it's just a little bit of a comeuppance, you know, cheat on the field, cheat off the field, and then it takes a turn. I don't know how much later it was. Maybe an hour and a half later, I guess, that starts to circulate that the police were involved, and then it takes a real serious turn, and there's no fun in that. And how I feel this morning, no fun at all. There's no joy in watching a meltdown take place like this.
It's a crash out.
Yeah, this is a mental meltdown that happens in real time, and it's sad. It affects real lives. I feel terrible for his family. These were his decisions that he made. You know, you can say whatever you want about him. But the family I feel bad about, you know, there's just so much. There's so many layers to this to try to figure out what is what. You know, my initial reaction was if they finally if all this is true, and I, you know, clearly hours later, it seems like, yes, there's a lot of truth to this, then this is just another scandal for Michigan. And my first thought goes to, well, they've already cleared up that the coach is gone. How much longer before the athletic director
could be
is gone too? And are they going to let the athletic director, the current athletic director, are they going to let him lead the search for the new coach? Or are they going to do things the right way? And that is, let's clean house, because this has been scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal since Jim Harbaugh was hired.
So if they need to figure out his culpability as far as not knowing. I will say this. The university has a tip line. That tip line for anonymous tips, they get tips all the time. And in this era, you investigate all of them. And they got a tip on this, and they investigated, and they got vigorous denials from the parties involved. Now, the question is, did they check out with any other investigation? Was there more? Was it okay? Do we look into this anymore? Did they say, okay, cool. I mean, was it really serious and seriously an investigation? They need to take a look at that. There is, just to kind of add to the story in the background of the story, there is, this stuff had been on the internet, okay? Rumors have been out there, but no mainstream media had picked it up. And there's a reason for that, but no mainstream media had picked it up. But when you see this stuff out there, that doesn't mean you don't look at for the veracity of it. And so last week I made a call, and that call, what I got in return was, look, this is part of what comes in. It came into the tip line. It's been investigated. It's been denied. And at that point, it didn't mean they were done investigating, but at that point, there was no credible evidence to say that it was true at that point in time. And I said, is there more to come here? And they said, well, if there's more information that comes in, yeah. I mean, it's not necessarily over, but at this point. So that changed apparently yesterday, that more information came in and they fired him. And, you know, what's happened after his firing is sad. And I feel for a lot of innocent people involved here. There are a lot of innocent people hurt by this. And you're right. The athletic director, Ward Manuel, and his staff, the university needs to take a look and see, okay, how thorough was this investigation? How seriously did they take it? Did they do their due diligence? Because if they didn't, then yeah, I don't want that person leading the search. They need to clean house. If indeed they find that that's the case, if they did their jobs and, you know, did what they're supposed to do to the letter of the law and followed university policy, well, then that's a different thing. Now, you may not want him making that decision anyway. And that, you know, that's up to, I guess, people to decide and the university to decide. But whatever it is, they need to do that quickly. Okay. I wouldn't rush into hiring a new coach. I would rush into who's making the decision. I don't think I would leave that long, because let's say you're going to replace Ward Manuel. Now you've changed the focus of your search. Your search is on an athletic director, because that's the person making that decision. And there is a timeline that I wouldn't be 100% adherent to, but I would be certainly trying to have some respect to that timeline. And that is a week from tomorrow, Alabama plays a football game. Now, is Kalen DeBoer the number one with a bullet candidate for this job? He may be.
He's the odds on favorite.
And would he take it? I mean, there have been reports that he lobbied for the Michigan job in the past. So if indeed you can get Kalen DeBoer, you, with respect to his current situation, have 8 days to have the person in place. If it's not Ward Manuel, and I would suspect we're going to find out soon whether or not it's going to be Ward Manuel. And for a place with a lot of smart people, the University of Michigan has a lot of smart, well-educated people. There has been some terrible decisions made, okay, that have accumulated. And the brand, the Block M, can only carry you so far. There needs to be a long, right now the university has an interim president. Maybe that's the first move, is figure out who the president of the university is, then figure out who the athletic director is, then figure out who the football coach is. But I have no idea how to run a football team, coach a football team, never claimed to. No idea how to run an athletic department, never claimed to. No idea how to run a university. But I think I know what lack of leadership might look like. And it might look like what it's going on at Michigan right now. They need to get that in order because the self-inflicted wounds have to stop, okay? There is a reason why today on ESPN they're talking about every possible candidate you can think of. Because the Block M historically is a brand that's carried some weight. But if you keep abusing that, it's not going to carry as much weight. It's not going to. I don't think this situation is unsalvageable, but there's something I've talked about on the air forever, Gator, and it has to do, and it's in context with the Lions. It's what I call nonsense, stuff that gets in the way of winning. The nonsense of what happened with the scouting, the whole scouting thing with Connor Stallions, they didn't need that. They didn't need that at all. When he left, they continued to win. They didn't need it. It was an unnecessary thing. Now, where that fell under was Harbaugh blissfully unaware? Was he just careless? Whatever. We don't need to relitigate that. But my point is, there's too much nonsense at Michigan right now. And it drives the fan base crazy. And that Block M, it might carry them through this, and they might get a great coach out of this. But they need leadership to step up because there's too much nonsense. And it's not going to carry, you know, you can ruin a brand. You can ruin a brand. That's a whole nother aside. But I think they have to take a long look in the mirror and evaluate how this has been allowed to happen and how stuff like this is allowed to happen. And maybe they followed to a letter of the law how they should handle an investigation into internet rumors. Because I will tell you, there's a lot of fiction on the internet, okay? And everything that is said on the internet is not true. This one had grown up, this one got some legs, this one had some steam, so much so that Michigan indeed had investigated. But if that investigation includes either a shoddy investigation or any form of cover-up, then I think that there needs to be changes. And they need to do it quickly, and they need to get people in place for the next era of for the university's reputation and for the athletic department's reputation. They need to get that right. 248-539-9797. Phone calls and feedback. It's Carson Anderson. Lots to discuss with this. We are going to do the blitz thingy coming up, but we will get to that today at 10:30. Obviously, this is going to carry us throughout the show. Michigan fans, what's your reaction? What do you think of what is going on and what needs to happen next? Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so people's reaction coming in. Sherrone Moore let go yesterday, and all of the background and the noise and all that we have discussed, what is next and how do we get here. I tried to provide some context for that. I didn't hear much of the morning show. I was on the phone a lot. I suspected that they said much of the same thing. Let's go to Paul on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hey.
So the only point I want to make, and I think you can take this from many angles, but if you look at Joe Paterno and Penn State, he had such a stellar reputation, father of college football, and then he made a bad decision at one point in time, and that cost him everything, and Penn State was set back considerably from that. And we talked about Kim U of M reputation be tarnished. You just got through mentioning that administrative people need to really take this seriously. I agree, because it takes 20 years to build a reputation, decades, like U of M has. And if they're not careful, it takes 20 minutes to ruin it with a bad decision.
100%, Paul.
And that was my only point.
100%.
It can happen, just like you were saying. It can happen.
Look, there's going to be times, okay, when something happens in an athletic department that is unforeseeable. Or, you know, there's an amount of grace for the hundreds and hundreds of people in an athletic department or a university. You do your best in your vetting process to get to know them. But you can't foresee everything that's going to happen. And you can endure some of that. There's been too much lately, okay? There's been too much. And it gets tiresome. It gets tiresome for somebody who wants to, you know, do the games and talk about the sports to have to keep talking about this stuff. And it's tiresome on all levels. And so there's some grace. Can you ruin a university's reputation pretty quickly? You can. I think that they can recover from this, but they got to quit pushing it. Like, quit pushing it. This is nonsense that's getting in the way. And look, you know, and really what it comes down to is, did they handle the vetting in the beginning with Sherrone Moore? And did they handle the vetting in the investigation with Sherrone Moore? Because they just come out, and I'm, you know, they just come out of the Harbaugh thing, and they elevated one of his assistants. And then that assistant lasts 2 years and is gone now with this scandal. And did they vet it enough in the beginning? Because if they didn't, again, that's all the more reason there should be a change. And I don't know if they did or they didn't. I'm just saying, they people in charge of the university, and trust me on this one, phones are turned off today for a reason, okay? Phones are turned off so these discussions can be had and there's no distractions. And they will, you know, and decide whether or not there's culpability above to allow this to happen.
There's not a question in my mind that they'll get through this. I mean, the Dr. Anderson stuff should have been enough to take something down, and it didn't do anything. So going through with this...
Oh, hold on. It did do things. It changed a lot of policies. It changed a lot of vetting.
It may have changed policy stuff. In the grand scheme of things, the university didn't take the big hit that looked like it was going to, or if they did, they recovered awfully quickly from it, and now it's a distant memory. What happened here is something else that will be forgotten, and it's because it's a sign of the times. Because this has now happened so often with other programs, let alone what's gone on in Michigan since they hired Jim Harbaugh and all the problems they've had with that. And now that he's gone, you still have problems, NCAA problems, and now legal issues. We get desensitized to it. And it'll change as quickly as them hiring the next coach. That's what'll happen.
I will tell you that I'm personally not desensitized to it. I'm pissed off. I'm sick of having to talk about stuff like this. And they need to get leadership all aligned from the interim president all the way on down to low-level staffers in the athletic department, that this is not, will not be tolerated, and they got to do a better job of. They perhaps have to do a better job at vetting the candidates, because if this was avoidable, then heads need to roll.
Well, sure, but and that'll take care of itself. But if in 10 days they hire and you know, parade out Kalen DeBoer as the next head coach, that's all that anybody's going to talk about.
You can recover from things, but my point is, I think they need to stop pushing it. The brand can only carry you so far.
I agree with that 100%. Get back to being what you want to be or what you thought you were. Be above it.
And by the way, this goes back to something. Whenever there's an NCAA investigation, you need to investigate everything you know about and then see if there's anything you don't know about that you need to investigate. Like, you don't say, hey, you've got a cavity. We're going to take out some of the cavity and not check any of the rest of your teeth. Right? Let's check all the teeth. Let's remove all the cavities. And let's get a clean slate.
We're not just paying attention to the tooth that hurts.
I mean, you know, let's get a clean slate here. If it's necessary, like if they go through and they say, no, all university policies were followed and this wasn't foreseeable, that's fine. But make sure you do that and come forward and say that and say, look, things were put in place. Guardrails were put in place. And we couldn't foresee this, but make sure you know that. David in Walled Lake. Hi, David.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Just a quick question or a comment or whatever on something that how you started the program off and then what John Jansen was saying when I think it was Cookies asked him, like, what's the biggest thing that Michigan needs to look for in a head coach? And he said integrity. But then you started your program with how much is it going to cost? Okay, so I don't know all the coaches' names or whatever, but just say it's the Indiana coach.
I'm sorry, hold on.
Wait, stop for a minute.
David, I never mentioned price at all.
I mentioned that ever.
Say that again?
We haven't talked about what it's going to cost to hire a new coach. Haven't said anything about that.
No, your first comment was, whatever, it depends on how much they're willing to spend or whatever to get another coach. You know, we'll do whatever it takes to get it. But my point on it was when you say in integrity, say Michigan does that. Say they offer him $10 more million, you know, for you to leave your school to come to ours now. How is that like showing integrity? That's the point I was trying to get across. No matter how they end up handling it, is that integrity? If you're
so you don't think they should
another
even,
school.
Okay, you don't even think they should go after a coach who's under contract anywhere.
No, I didn't say that they shouldn't, but they shouldn't say like, well, we're going to show more integrity when we're just going to throw $10 more million at this guy. You know what I mean?
But literally, you're the only one that said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, look. The weird thing is, I do hope that if anything goes down with another coach, it's after that coach's season is done. Like, I can't stand the way things went down with Lane Kiffin.
With the way things have worked out, because signing day has already come and gone, and they've got this amazing recruiting class, they can afford to wait a little bit.
Well, the class can leave. I mean, when a coach has left, you can leave.
I don't think the signed recruits can.
Yeah,
I think
they can.
I had this discussion with John. I thought I did a lot of research on this last night. I didn't think that was part of it. I thought that the guys that just signed, the high school kids that just signed their letter of intent, that they're locked in there for a long time here. You're in the portal again because these are the high school recruits. These aren't the guys that are already at the program.
I'm almost sure they can leave. But the biggest problem they have now is, of course, short-term. It's not the biggest problem they have. The short-term immediate football concerns they have is their roster getting raided. That's their immediate short-term football concerns.
But this is why I say in a couple of weeks, they've got some time here to work it out and wait things out with coaches whose seasons will be done, if it's a bowl game or a college football playoff, wherever they're going to look, they do have a little bit of time. Because the portal doesn't open up until January, correct? Like when they can actually transfer out?
Yes.
So there's you're looking at now, it's basically 3 weeks before that happens. So can they hire somebody of substance within that time? Absolutely they could. If they wanted to go out and make an offer to Jed Fish, they could get that done. Do they want to wait and see what Kalen DeBoer wants to do? With that whole thing, I find it interesting what Alabama is going to decide to do. Because does Alabama want to be in a position now where, hey, wait, now we don't have a coach. Who are we going to get? Lane Kiffin just went to LSU. We can't take him from LSU before he actually coaches there, can they? It just turns into a real interesting thing and dominoes falling and what are you going to do? But I do think Michigan, it's not the worst timing for them now because of it coming after signing day and you've got some time before the portal opens to get a coach of substance.
If they can
be like, okay, that's a better coach.
If they can get a coach of substance, and that's my question. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of the brand taking hits to the point where these are the kinds of things we talk about. And I'm not sure you still can pull what people think Michigan's going to pull. They were talking about, as a matter of fact, on ESPN. And I'm like, okay, we'll see. Because if there's real damage done, it might be hard to get somebody, but we'll see. In the meantime, we did say we do the blitz thingy. We'll get to that next. Then more of your phone calls and feedback. It is 97.1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We will get back to your Michigan calls coming up here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. But every Thursday, we do the NFL Blitz thingy. Starts with a coin flip, heads or tails, Gator?
Tails.
He calls tails. It is a tail.
I will defer.
Okay. All right, question number one, Doug. The big news around the NFL is Phillip Rivers. That's right. The old man, 44 years old, Phillip Rivers, has signed to the practice squad with the Colts. The question is, will Phillip Rivers actually play for the Colts this year? And if so, can he actually take him to the playoffs?
God, I hope he takes him to the playoffs. I think it'd be a great story. It's over in the AFC. It would be interesting theater. Yes, he will play this year, but no, I don't think he will take him to the playoffs. Their schedule's brutal the rest of the way. They're on the outside looking in. Phillip Rivers wouldn't come back, and they wouldn't sign him if they didn't think there was a path to him playing. But I think it's a long shot that they make the playoffs.
Over Riley Leonard or Brett Rippon, will he play? Yes, he will. You know, his last season in the NFL, which was 2020, by the way, his quarterback rating was 97.8. He threw for over 4,000 yards that year, had 24 touchdown passes. He was still good. But he won't lead them to the playoffs. I think the Indianapolis Colts are sunk, and by the time he gets in there, it's just going to be too late. They've already got a three-game losing streak here. They just don't have the horses to continue going through this. And Phil Rivers was great, but he's too old now to be great.
This is desperation. And I know he's got, you know, relationships with the head coach, and that's why they feel comfortable giving him a call, but Riley Leonard was actually a full participant in practice this week, and Phillip Rivers still might start. So that's how they feel about Riley Leonard. Yes, Phillip Rivers will play this year. No, he will not lead him to the playoffs. Just like the first three quarterbacks the Colts have used this year, he's going to go in there and get hurt as well. I'm actually worried for his health. It's not even a joke. 5 years out of the league, 44 years old. I hope he can take a hit, man. I hope he can get up. That's the first thing I'm going to look for is when he gets hit, if he just gets up right away, because that's what I'm really concerned about. Because I think he could still throw the ball. I think mentally, yeah. Obviously, they brought him in because he knows how to run a team, and they need someone to know how to run this team. But Father Time is undefeated. And by the way, he's a freaking grandfather, not a father. Wow. This is a crazy story, but I'm rooting for him. All right, it seems like more and more retired players are coming back to the NFL a la Phillip Rivers. Why do you think that is?
I think money's too good to pass up, frankly, is what it is. I mean, put it this way. When guys retire, unless you're Phil Rivers, you're probably in your 30s retiring from the NFL. Some guys retiring in their 20s in the NFL. So you find yourself in your 30s. You're sitting around like, well, now what? Now what am I supposed to do? My whole life I've been preparing, you know, to perform on Sundays, and now I'm just sitting around at home, and you're watching the game, and you're realizing, at least in your head, because your ego is telling you this, you can still get it done, kid. You can do this. I think it's a combination of the money being too good, ego stepping in the way, and just guys not knowing what their next career move is going to be while they're in the 30s.
Sports brutal. And in the last few years, there used to be two bye weeks in an NFL season, which gave players more time to recover. We have added a 17th game. We've eliminated the second bye week. We've increased the short turnarounds, the Sunday to Thursday games and Sunday to Friday games. There's more of those. There are Saturday games late in the season now. So the pool of players has to expand, and it's expanding to the players that just left the game, not the players who are trying to break into the game. It's expanding both directions, but it's only natural that as we add more weight to the player's workload, that there's going to be more attrition and hence more need for more players. These retired guys are not having to go through training camp and then just get to show up and play.
Yeah, I answered this question from the perspective of the team as well, Doug. I thought, why are they calling these guys back? Like, these guys are old and retired and out of football, probably out of shape. And I thought, I think it's just because they trust and value the experience more than most people, than the regular fan or media does. I think there's a lot of young players that don't develop fast enough, so that means they can't learn the playbook. I think these older guys, they know the playbook. They don't miss their assignments, which a lot of younger players do nowadays, and the coaches really value that experience and trust. So I think that's why you got Brandon Graham coming back. Frank Ragnow got, you know, maybe, I don't know who called who, but he was going to come back.
He'd come back
know?
Next year?
Yeah. So I think they just value that experience. They hate missed assignments, and that's what young players do all the time because they just don't have the experience in the league yet. All right, the NFL is reportedly going to shorten the length between picks in the first round from 10 minutes, 8 minutes for the 2026 NFL draft. Your thoughts?
Well, I always go, all right, what is the money telling me? What is the money? What is it? Follow the money, right? It tells me the TV ratings drop as the draft goes on.
Yep.
And that they've decided that the television show is too long. And so they're trying to maintain higher ratings, charge more for their ad revenue. That's what it tells me.
Yeah, because what time does the draft start? Is it 7:15 typically it starts? For the first round at night, I mean, you're going to cut off a half an hour's worth of time based off of this 2 minutes and 32 picks. Or you get your well, maybe it's
don't actually, worry, we're not going to hold you.
It's
to
an hour,
part,
so okay. You're going to cut off an hour, even better than it. Math, stay in school, kids.
Uh-huh.
It's a great idea. Move it along, and for us as fans watching it, we want it to be fast. We're tired of seeing, you know, the pick is in, and you're like, okay, let's make the pick already, and it's like 3 minutes later, and then you finally hear it. I think it makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, so you guys know how I feel about this. The NFL always does everything with money on their mind first. And yeah, this probably does help their profits and their pocketbooks first and foremost, Doug. But as a fan, my first thought was, yes, this is awesome. We're going to move along with the draft. We get to see the picks. We get to see all the action a lot faster now. It's going to be it's going to end well before midnight on a weekday, which we want, right? But then I thought, I really hope this doesn't hurt the draft day trades because I want some time to make those trades. That's another exciting part of this is when we have a trade and you see who got traded, what kind of deal and what kind of package. Now you're eliminating 2 minutes of that possible trade talk. But then I thought maybe we get more panic picks like in fantasy football. Like, oh my God, we don't know what to do. The clock's running down. Did I just draft TJ Houshmandzadeh? Yes, I did. Why? So this could be entertaining overall. I think it's a good thing for the fans, but I do hope we still get all the trades. All right, Mike Tomlin, he has 2 more years left on his contract. But the Steelers must decide whether to pick up his option by March 1st. What should the Steelers do?
Pick it up. Don't be stupid. This guy has, what, no losing seasons in his career? Or is it one losing season in his career? He's been phenomenal for you. reward this guy. Give them, pick up the contract. Go with them. Now, here's what you might have to do if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. You might have to bite the bullet and actually accept that you're not going to have a winning season every year. Take your lumps for a year or two and rebuild this thing with the right players instead of trying to, you know, bank the hopes on a 40-year-old quarterback who is coming off an Achilles injury.
A 40-year-old quarterback who's only, I believe, 11 years younger than the head coach. I think Pittsburgh should let him go so he can become a candidate for the job at Ann Arbor.
Mike Tomlin is a great coach. He's won a Super Bowl. And somehow he keeps making the playoffs with a new roster and whoever is starting at quarterback. If they don't appreciate him, then they should actually move on and get some new blood, because you got to be all in on your head coach. But because even the Pats moved on from the hoodie and he won 6 rings. Personally, I would keep Mike Tomlin. But the Steelers, they might be on the verge. I mean, sometimes it's too much smoke and, you know, the fire is going to happen. All right, the Chiefs are 6-7 in the This is why the 6-7 is officially going to die when the adults get involved. They're in serious danger of missing the playoffs. Is the reign on the AFC officially over?
What was the question?
I know 6-7 is officially over after adults start doing it.
No, as long as Patrick Mahomes is there, I don't think it's over. Patrick, it's a bad year. They have some things that they need to clean up, but I think if Patrick Mahomes is there, they're going to be a player for some time. I don't think it's officially over.
I didn't realize I was doing the show with Chris Collinsworth. This is great. No, I think they're donezo. I think this is just how things go. There's so many good players in the AFC. Teams are emerging as real threats there. And, you know, Kansas City, I think Patrick Mahomes is a fantastic quarterback, but they really have to rebuild that team, and it's not going to be easy. And, Doug, you hang another year on a guy. He keeps getting injured, keeps more and more injuries keep taking its toll. And, you know, these cute off-platform throws he used to make all the time and complete them for great plays are turning into interceptions and knockdown passes. Teams have gotten wise to him. He's still great, and I think if he wants to win another Super Bowl, he may have to be on another team.
The reign is officially over. Now, as long as they have Mahomes, they'll always be in the mix, and I wouldn't rule out another Super Bowl even, but the NFL and the AFC is way too competitive now. All these young quarterbacks, especially in the AFC, Drake May, Josh Allen, someone else, it's just too much competition. So their reign over the AFC is officially over, but that just shows how extraordinary their reign was. I think they'll always kind of be in the mix, but the days of them just penciling them in for the AFC, no longer. Our last one, NFL officiating complaints are happening more than ever, it seems like. Do you think it's gotten worse, better, or stayed the same over the last 10 years?
I honestly think it's been the same. However, they have the technology to make it better, and they haven't done so. So it's actually worse. I mean, you could clean up face mask calls, hands to the face, roughing calls, delay of game calls. Tech to ensure that a field goal or extra point is good. There are easy fixes that are there to make it better and make the officiating better. Go for it.
I think it's actually gotten better. It's just scrutiny and the way the game is covered has changed. Now the TV cameras are set up in such a way to be able to see down the goal line and down the sideline, and they do a better job of covering the game, and the officials and the calls, there's more scrutiny of it. Over the years, my guess is the officials have gotten better and better. We just see their warts, and they come under far more scrutiny given the new rules and the way things can be reviewed all the time.
I think replay has helped erase a lot of their mistakes, but I think the refs themselves have actually stayed the same or gotten a little worse. I know it's a tough job, but some of these obvious misses, they seem to happen a lot more now. So overall, I think it's the same or, like I said, slightly worse. Unfortunately, we can see all the warts now because the replays like that, Doug. So maybe we didn't notice that before, but now we do.
And there it is. That concludes the Wide Night Omaha 4-Down Around the League Blitz thingy. We'll get back to the Michigan story next here on 97.1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so obviously a huge story here, and we've opened the show with it and been talking about it. The firing of Sherrone Moore and what has happened since. Whatever help he needs, I hope he gets it. But certainly he's let down a lot of people, and not the least of which, of course, was his family. And but you know, I think about the players, I think about the staff, I think about their families. I mean, they just hired a staff member last week, and here we go. It's just a lot of people are let down by this, and I'm certain the fan base is as well. But now, can they recover? And how much can they recover? Because you can't keep going to this sort of well of getting yourself in trouble and having scandal surrounding your programs without the brand taking a hit. Now, can they land on their feet? They can, but they'd be well advised to get the house in order, leadership from the top of the university all the way on down to bring an end to this. Bring an end to this kind of stuff. You're going to have every once in a while stuff happen in your athletic department. There's been too much nonsense of late. 248-539-9797. Matt is on 97.1. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Doug? What's up, Gator? So I talked to you a couple days ago or last week. I'm out here in New Mexico. I think for U of M to avoid scandals, wouldn't they have to get rid of Ward Manuel, the scandal king? Like, he's been tied in every scandal.
Well, I guess if they find that there's any culpability on his part, yes. And what I'm talking about is, you know, was this stuff predictable? Was the vetting done at the beginning? Was an investigation that it was held? Was it as thorough? Was it just, hey, is this true? No. Okay, cool. Or did they really, really investigate it to make sure that there wasn't any kind of wrongdoing going on? I mean, some things you're culpable for, certainly. And when it happens under your watch, because now my question is, okay, let's say even if they find him not culpable, can he go out and land the next coach? It's a valid question. Will people be on board with him as the leader of the athletic department? If you say, okay, he's not culpable, you have to ask themselves that question. Can he land the next coach? He hired Dusty May. He hired Brandon Nerado, but he also hired Sherrone Moore. And a lot of athletic directors, you don't get a chance to hire a second football coach.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep listening. I was listening to something else, and it made me think of you. I was listening to the Paul Revere BC Boys. And I remember it was a
little story you got to tell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Three bad brothers you know so well. Yeah. Start way back in history. Yep. It was a great song.
But, all right, I'm going to keep listening. I love you guys, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And me, Mike D. Yeah. At some point, though, isn't enough is enough? It's not just that, okay, there's all this stuff that's happened with the football program under Ward Manuel's watch, but there's the other stuff. I mean, there's the Xavier Simpson stuff that kind of got swept under the rug, and there's the Juwan Howard and punching the coach in the face and then taking time with that, and there's scandal. I don't really want to call these scandals necessarily, but they kind of are.
There's incident after incident after
five more incidents and 10 more incidents.
I keep calling it nonsense, and it gets in the way of trying to be about the business of just winning, and not at all costs. Right? I'm going to say something here that maybe not everybody agrees with. Kind of done with the Harbaugh lineage here. When I hear the name Jesse Minter, I'm like, no. I hear some people say, oh, what if John Harbaugh comes to me? No.
No.
What if Jay Harbaugh? No. No, I'm done with the Harbaugh lineage. Okay? We can, if anybody asks my opinion, that's what I will say.
So I shouldn't bring up John Harbaugh's name if Baltimore fires him.
No, and I mean, look, John and Jim are different people, but at the end of the day, there's other coaches out there.
No, I hear you. You want a clean slate?
There's other coaches out there that you could start with.
Stay away from the roots.
248-539-9797, Steve in Southgate. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how we doing, Doug?
What's up? Hey, how am I doing? I'm frustrated.
Yeah, me too, brother. So this whole Ward Manuel thing that keeps coming up, you guys kind of stole my thunder there, but I do think the culpability has to start with the head of the program, right, which is him. And over the last 10 years, between your two biggest moneymakers, your football basketball program, you've had the most issues. And it starts with him as a leader. The integrity, we keep talking about the brand. Well, guess whose job it is to build the brand? It's his, right? So, like, how are we keep having these issues under Ward Manuel's watch?
Well, I'll say this. The basketball house appears to be in order. Dusty May was a very strong hire, and they seem to be really, really healthy. But I do want there to be either a shift in focus or accountability where there's less nonsense. There's just too much nonsense. And yeah, I mean, if they decide that either Ward has not ruled with an iron fist, or they don't think he can hire the next coach, then find the guy who can. Like, it goes back to the Bo Schembechler line, which rings true today. No coach is more important than the team. No player is more important than the team. No individual is more important. So if they need to find the guy that is going to get them the best possible coach. And if it's not Ward, move on. 248-539-9797.
You mentioned earlier in the show about the president being an interim president. Are there any whispers at the University of Michigan about landing a permanent president anytime soon?
I don't know. I don't know. And, you know, that athletics is just part of the president's job, of course. And probably less important than it is to us, but I haven't heard anything about that. But I almost feel like it needs to start there. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, because look, obviously Michigan State just went through this, and coming out of that press conference introducing Pat Fitzgerald, one of the things that really struck me was that the leadership aspect of it seems to all be in line, because they have a new president, they have a new athletic director, and now they have a new head coach, and all three guys can work together on the same path that they seem that this is what they're working with. And Michigan is disjointed now because there is an interim president.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if the AD is going to stick around. You just fired a coach.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Ken is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how you fellas doing today?
Okay.
All right, Ken.
Good, good. Hey, I was wondering, obviously both your opinions, but Dog, you have closer ties to the program. How come locally no one's not throwing around Adam Stanovich, the OC of Green Bay? Obviously he means something to them, the highest OC who doesn't call plays. He gets a lot of credit for the development of Jordan Love. Played for Lloyd, was strength and conditioning coach at Michigan, was a grad assistant. I know he's been to Northern Arizona, San Diego State, and as far as I can tell, has a real good reputation. On top of it, I know he has great, great relationships with college and pro coaches that he can probably bring on board. What are your thoughts, gentlemen? Have a good day. Thanks for the call.
Interesting name. I don't suspect that they will go after somebody. I shouldn't say this with 100% degree of certainty. I don't suspect they'll go after a younger coach with no head coaching experience. I can see somebody without head coaching experience. There's a lot of guys. If you look at the top of the college football food chain right now, from Ohio State to Oregon to Notre Dame, there's a lot of coordinators that got bumped up and have done a great job with their first coaching jobs. So I wouldn't rule that out completely. Adam Stanovich is relatively young, and I think his reputation and his resume are growing, but I would think it would be a bit of a jump for that. Now, that could be if, and I don't think we count out everything here, if the brand is taking a hit and they can't get people to pick up the phone and people to say no. If people gladly say no and they start working their way down, they might have to take a risk on a younger guy like that. Joel Klatt had some thoughts. You'll hear him next hour. As he said, the next Michigan coach will be one of these six names. We'll play it for you next hour here on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.